Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 14th of April and as ever, here we go with three ideas to help you improve your business. And we start with idea one, Quelle Surprise, customer delight in Chamonix. I'm just back from a wonderful week snowboarding in Chamonix in France. Came back a delighted customer. Yes, we had snow, yes, we had sunshine, and yes, we even had a few beers. But the thing that wowed me was the customer experience from the people on the ski lifts. They were wonderful. They smiled, they helped, and they engaged with their customers. They're probably saying, big deal, that's what they should do. I agree, but I didn't expect them to. The last time I was there, which was some 10 years ago, we were on the receiving end of lots of grumpy, ambivalent, and unhelpful staff. As a result, we met with low expectations. The result of their warmth and helpfulness was that they exceeded our expectations and created customer delight. Because that's what customer delight's about, it's about exceeding expectations. And it certainly looks as if they've been on a customer training course. Maybe there is a Monsieur André Hanselman out there doing training on client enchanté. Basically, what we're sort of saying here is it was clearly a concerted effort to actually exceed expectations. Now, the downside of that, as you've heard me talk about before, is that by raising expectations, you've got to keep doing it. And that's what they did. They created a devoted customer. You know, what the customers do, they tell other people, which is what I'm doing, and they come back. Hopefully, we'll be going back sometime soon. If you want some more information about Customer Delight as Competitive Advantage, go on the Andy Hanselman website and click on the link to download a free ebook to help you make that work for you. Idea two is to do this. Last year was our 10th anniversary of setting up Andy Hanselman Consulting. We just carried on, not really thinking much about it. Obviously, it's on LinkedIn, and I got a number of comments from people congratulating me and people getting in touch I've not heard from some time. And I just thought, yeah, I actually put a value on that. It actually made me feel good, people actually commenting and actually saying, well done. So why don't you this week just get in touch with somebody, let them know what you think about them, particularly a customer, get in touch, maybe one you haven't talked to for some time, and say, how are things, and congratulate them if they've done anything well. Simple stuff, but it's worth having a go at. And idea three is to dwell on this. 3/4 of Britain's smallest businesses think social media is not important to their strategy, with 67% expecting word of mouth to be their main source of growth this year. I can't help thinking there's a bit of a dichotomy there, because I think that word of mouth and word of mouth, which I hear you talking about, are very, very similar. They're linked. And I'm not saying everybody should spend lots and lots and lots of time on social media, but suggesting that it's not an integral part of growth and development, particularly if they believe that word of mouth is a key factor, then the two things are missing a trick there. What I'm suggesting here is that, yes, word of mouth and word of mouth are very similar. It's about doing stuff that gets people talking about you. What are you doing to get people talking about you in a positive way? Have a great week now. Bye.